Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. Commencement season has commenced, and one of the addresses this weekend took an unexpected turn.
We're going to give you each of $1,000 cash right now.
That was Granite Telecommunications CEO Rob Hale speaking at Quincy College. We'll have more of him in a minute. Hale was just one of several commencement speakers, at least seven just this past weekend, trying to find that balance between showing empathy for the horrible year graduates just came through while inspiring them to meet the extraordinary moment ahead. Former U.S. Attorney for Massachusetts Carmen Ortiz spoke to Suffolk Law School graduates and acknowledged the pain of the last year.
What would I have wanted to learn or hear when I was sitting in your shoes? And then I realized I was never in your shoes. You are a class like no other. As you adjusted your lives to living almost completely remotely, the realization that your last year at Suffolk Law School would be nothing like what you had imagined, that must have been so hard.
Ortiz also noted the national reckoning around racial injustice and what it means for a new generation of attorneys and advocates.
We all were confronted with the gravity of systemic racism and social injustice as we struggled to understand the tragic murder of George Floyd and the number of unjustified shootings by police of unarmed black men and women. Given this environment, you should feel tremendous pride in the determination that you have shown to get here today.
At Boston College, New York Times columnist David Brooks asked the graduates if we as a community are ready to let old anxieties go and seize the abundance available to us.
I don't know about you, but I'm going to try to be the world's best appreciator. I'm going to try to deeply appreciate all the things I took for granted. All the things that didn't seem used to be fun are suddenly going to seem like fun. Not being able to catch the bartender's attention because the bar is packed, that will seem fun. I'm a Mets fan, but going to a Yankees game will seem fun, so long as they lose. Going to weddings will be fun, even when we think the couple is making a mistake. Going to age-inappropriate concerts will be fun. I don't care if you don't want a damn boomer at your Cardi B concert, I'm going anyway.
And here's more of that moment we brought you from Rob Hale, who gave $1,000 to each student graduating Quincy College. He explained that he wanted to share with them the joy that comes from giving by giving them something to share.
We're going to give you each of $1,000 cash right now. The first $500, as I mentioned, is in the envelope entitled Gift, and it's for you. We're proud of you. You worked your tails off to get here. Celebrate as you should. The second envelope entitled Give is for you to give to another friend, family member, or an organization who in these times is struggling, who could use that a little more than you. Congratulations, class of 2021.
And finally, renowned civil rights lawyer and advocate Brian Stevenson told Tufts University graduates that a better world is just around the corner.
Your hope is your superpower. I believe that hopelessness is the enemy of justice, and justice prevails where hopelessness persists. So this day, I urge you to stay hopeful, fight against the things that make you hopeless. Understand that you cannot allow yourself to become part of the problem, which is what happens when we give up our hope. And finally, I'm going to urge each and every one of you to just celebrate, yes, to embrace your loved ones, to take a moment to appreciate what you've done. But then I'm going to ask you to do uncomfortable things, do inconvenient things, because we cannot change the world. We cannot increase justice. We cannot make a difference across the planet if we only do the things that are comfortable and convenient. I hate saying that because we're human. And humans are biologically and psychologically programmed to do what's comfortable. But I believe to change the world, to increase justice, to honor all of the work you've done, you're going to have to be willing to do some uncomfortable and inconvenient things.
We are so curious to learn more about what it took to put on a commencement this year, and if it was one of those commencements with graduates from 2020 and 2021, was it enough for those who missed last year? How did it feel to newly minted graduates headed into a new normal that is, yeah, new and still so uncertain? We're going to talk about that now. We'd like you to join us. Are you graduating this year, or did you graduate last year and walking this year? Or do you know or love someone who is? How are you and how is your institution celebrating? What are you doing this year? And how has the meaning of commencement, graduation, changed in light of everything we've been through? You can call us at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK to join the conversation. You can also tweet us at Radio Boston. We have two guests joining us now. First, WBUR Edify reporter Max Larkin, who has been following higher ed throughout the pandemic, and Lynn Perry Wooten, president of Simmons University. Max, welcome back.
Thanks for having me back.
President Wooten, welcome back to you too.
Thanks. It's good to be here.
So, President Wooten, I'm looking forward to learning what Simmons is doing. I just quickly want to start with a question to Max, because, Max, you've been following this across commencements. How would you characterize this year's commencement season?
I think it's a sign of the times, Tiziana. You know, you've got vaccinations rolling out, but the safety measures are still very much in place. So all of these ceremonies, I think, were probably consumed by at least some people virtually, and then a few are entirely virtual. And then in most cases, this was a chance for two classes to be honored, last year's and this year's graduates. You look at UMass Amherst, that was in person, but broken up into smaller ceremonies, masks to remain on the entire time. And then I know Harvard and MIT, at least, are distributing digital diplomas, and the ones on parchment will come later. Then finally, you've got some that have simply been delayed. For instance, UMass Boston ceremony won't happen until August. And then I think, you know, more on the ground, it's always an emotional thing, commencement, but I think more so this year, there's definitely a lot of acknowledgement of grief and anger and exhaustion. And then you also hear a lot of grit and determination. There's been this, you know, national surge of anger and interest in police violence and health inequalities. And a lot of these graduates feel pretty intrepid, like they have to go out and tackle that. You've heard some of that in the tape we've heard already.
So great variety there. And listeners, if you're participating in a commencement this year or not because of the pandemic, call us 1-800-423-8255 and share your experience. So President Lynn Perry Wooten, turning to you, what is Simmons doing this year? How are you guys going to do it?
So we're in the middle here, a hybrid. We're having in-person commencement celebrations this week, everything from by the college level to a celebration for our athletes, our honor students, various affinity groups. And then we're doing a big virtual graduation on Friday. You know, our goal was, one is that, you know, in the middle of the pandemic, we had to think about wellness and safety. We had to think about access and equity, but I wanted it to be a magical May because these students have been through so much in their college education. Graduations are special.
I wonder, is it satisfying? Is doing it this way satisfying? Or are you still feeling like you're doing the best you can, but not what you'd want to be doing?
Yeah. You know, it's a great question. What I've have said is, and I was talking to a colleague at another university, I'm doing it gracefully and I'm asking for grace. Having a graduation in the middle of the pandemic is we're doing the best we can. You know, in the ideal world, I would love for everyone to be in person, to come to campus and to celebrate and to have those magical moments. But that's not our new reality. And we've learned some good things about virtual graduations too that I think people will take to the into the future.
So, Max, you mentioned that some graduations this year are bringing forward students who finished last year and didn't get to really have a graduation. That was really the beginning of our shutdown. Do we have a sense of whether students are taking their universities up on that? Are students coming back and walking through?
I've already seen a good number that have done that. I mean, obviously, some of these ceremonies are still to take place, but you know, one can't help but think that college is so expensive that there's a real impetus to go through, walk, and have that kind of sense memory, that little snapshot, both on your phone and in your mind of having seen your son or daughter kind of have it all pay off for them, you know, the regalia, the final farewells to friends and professors. So yeah, it certainly seems like there's a good deal of take up. I think people want these ceremonies.
So President Wooten, you actually celebrated two non-traditional graduations of your own last year. Tell us about that.
So I happened to be a parent of the class of 2020. I had one child who was graduating from law school, another from high school. Two very different approaches. One, you know, maybe because law school was graduate, he just received messages of well wishes from his professors. The other one was a boarding school, high school, where they made the most of coming together as a community. So they brought the arts in, they brought student speakers in, they had a parent convocation. And because they made so much of this virtual community and celebrating in the real time, students did not want to come back. I think they were very satisfied with that experience.
So
but
how
it's hard
did that
for parents, and that's what I thought about this year. How do, like you just said, Max, parents want that memory. They pay a lot for college. Students want that memory. One of the things we're done at Simmons is we have places all around campus for people to take pictures in their regalia and walk across stage.
So, President Wooten, just to follow up on that, I'm trying to picture. Take us to something that is happening this week where, as you designed it or had your input on it, you had your own parent voice in your head while you were doing that.
That is such a great thing. You know, what we did, our Wednesday event is we do a candlelight ceremony for the seniors. And so we will have that on our residential campus. They will basically transition from being a Simmons student to a Simmons alum. And then I wanted it to be festive and fun and joyous. So we have photo stations where you can take selfies, you can walk across stage, but then the fun part is we're bringing food trucks onto campus to celebrate. The more personal parent side is, you know, we had official ceremonies where parents can see them online coming Friday. So I tried to balance what the students wanted with the parents. And you called it out right. At the end of the day, we want that memory. We want something tangible, but we also want something for our phones.
All right. So President Lynn Perry Wooten, Max Larkin, I'm going to ask you both to hang on. I want to bring in another voice here. Jyotika Valup. I'm so sorry. I practiced it like five times, Jyotika. I'm sorry. Valurapalli, who graduated from UMass Amherst earlier this month and was one of the university's student commencement speakers. Let's actually hear, Jyotika, a little bit of your commencement address right up front here.
This pandemic has brought about some of the greatest times and some of the worst. We've had the time to spend with our loved ones, to explore hobbies we never had the time for before, and to stay educated on the issues our country faces. It's been a roller coaster of emotions, from being yanked from campus mid-semester to wondering if school will be online forever, to impatiently waiting for the day you finally get vaccinated. But through it all, we've learned to stay vigilant, to care for each other, and to stay strong when it feels like the ground is falling from beneath you.
Jyotika, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So you did, in the end, have an in-person commencement ceremony this year, correct?
Yes, we did.
And how did it feel once you knew you were going to commence? I know that's not really a word, but in person.
I can remember it really vividly. I remember I opened the email about commencement with my roommates and friends around, and we were all just so, so happy that we got to have that in-person experience and be surrounded by all of our classmates that we've been distanced from the whole year with remote learning, and just be able to see everyone and see our professors and everybody just looking so happy and so proud at having accomplished this great feat that we had.
Just to our listeners, if you are a parent who's experiencing that kind of pride, right, call us. Tell us the story of the commencement in your household this year. 1-800-423-8255 is the number. Why did you want to address your classmates, Jyotika?
I really felt like this last year was really taxing on everybody. You know, there's a lot happening. It wasn't just the pandemic. It was all this racial injustice that we had been seeing, as well as an uptick in hate crimes and all these kinds of things. There's just a lot of negativity and a lot of awakenings, I feel like. There's a lot to say within one address. I had 4 minutes and I tried to do my very best to address it all, but also at the end of the day, help people remember what college was like before that. All the small things that we forgot to cherish while we were in the moment, it was all ripped away from us so fast, and we kind of just miss all of that. So I just really wanted to capture the spirit of this last year and acknowledge everything that we've been through and how we've come out stronger the other end, but also keep reminding people that this isn't forever. Like, this is something that we can come back from and something that we have to continue to work through.
Now, I know that your post-graduation plans include pursuing an academic and professional career. You're looking at both public health and social justice. Can you give us a sense? I mean, you are in this unique spot, one of only a couple of classes who will really complete their education in the heart of this pandemic. At least that's our hope and prayer. How do you think it shapes you long-term as you go forward in those pursuits?
Absolutely. I think that this last year has taught us all a lot of things. Remote learning has been a huge adjustment period, but it's shown us that we can persevere in these different circumstances and find our way and navigate our way through it, that nothing's going to stop us from reaching that full potential that we have within ourselves, because at the end of the day, our job was to get that degree, and that is exactly what we did, even if the circumstances changed. And I think it just taught us a whole new skill set that we never thought we would have acquired otherwise. At the same time, we've learned to work through a lot of social issues and find holes in the system that we are now inspired to plug up, because we've worked through this and we see how it affects our communities and the people around us, our friends, our families. So I really think that this past year has put a lot of inspiration, and we've had a lot of time to think it over with lockdowns and quarantines and all these mandates and things like that. We've had a lot of time to ourselves to kind of not only intake the information that's being thrown at us by the media, but also to digest it and see, what does that mean to me and how can I help the situation at hand?
So, Jyotika, stay with us. I'm going to turn back to you, President Lynn Perry Wooten of Simmons College. What do you find yourself thinking as you're listening to Jyotika?
Well, I think our future is bright. I'm thinking about students who spend a lot of time making sense of the world, and now they're ready to go out and make a positive difference. And graduation was kind of that significant milestone, that rite of passage that students so need to be with friends, to be with faculty, to celebrate and make sense of all the accomplishments.
Max, we heard Jyotika talk about all the different information styles of learning that she had to assimilate. As you cover higher education, how much do you see universities wanting to kind of rush back to the old normal as much as possible this fall? And how much of these hybrid approaches to learning, et cetera, do we have a sense are going to stick in higher ed as a business, as an industry?
Well, I mean, Simmons is a case in point. Online higher education is a big part of higher education, was before this, certainly remains part of it going forward. I do think this was kind of a stress test of that infrastructure. It did okay, I think. There may have been some gaps. But yeah, I think this would tend only to accelerate schools' commitment to exploring that as part of their business. And then if you're a global university, there's almost nothing better, right?
And President Wooten, was it a stress test? I mean, Simmons has been a leader online for a while. Was it a stress test, or was your infrastructure already fully in place?
So our infrastructure, we had the foundation, but we had to grow and expand it. We had one segment, we focused on graduate online education. Now we had to think about undergraduate online education and the co-curriculars, taking a whole university and bringing it online. So it was a stretch. It was a new world for us instead of one segment.
And Jyotika, as I understand it, you do intend to pursue more education. Do you want to do that online for graduate education? Do you want to be in person? Do you not even want to think about school for a while and just go out and live your life for a bit? How are you thinking about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I am really excited to get back into the world of academia. I love just having those conversations with my classmates. And the best thing about having a focused concentration is being able to have those difficult conversations that other people might not be so comfortable having, and kind of being able to bounce those ideas off other people and to have those important conversations. So I'm really excited to get back into education again. I am planning on pursuing my master's at King's College in London, and then I am planning on applying to medical school because my passions lie in social injustice and health inequities in healthcare. So that's something that this pandemic has definitely shown a glaring hole in the U.S. healthcare system. So I want to work towards fixing that here in my own community. But as for the mode of learning, I would definitely prefer to be in person. Again, love connecting with my classmates, and I love connecting with my professors and being able to see those emotions, and body language is a huge part of being able to learn effectively, I feel like. So remote learning was definitely an adjustment period, and I got through it, but I don't think it's my preferred way of learning, as for most students. Some people do prefer learning online. Me personally, I really enjoy the in-person experience, so I'm hoping that we are working towards that for the fall as well for undergrads and graduate students, because I think it's a huge, huge part of our academic experience.
President Wooten, what is the challenge accepted going forward now?
The challenge accepted going forward really is, how do we combine the both of best worlds? You know, do we think about how do we have universities that are hybrid and in person and online? But more than that, the world has changed in the last 15 months. We have to focus on access and equity more. We have to think about the new way universities are going to work in this economy. And so the big challenge is a whole wide new world of work, but also preparing our students for that and making sure they can continue to have transformational experiences and being resilient as they go out into this world. That's a
and
big
Max
order.
Larkin, yeah, it is a tall order. Max, talk, and we've got a little bit less than a minute, Max. What about that tall order? What are you watching for?
Well, you know, I graduated from college almost 10 years ago now, and I remember the shadow of the recession was still over everything. And, you know, there's this daunting feeling of, what am I going out into the world to do? What kind of world am I going to see? I think a similar thing, you know, has to be on people's, young people's minds this spring. And I think we're just all hoping that, you know, things slide into place, we're healthy, and that there's room for them to do what young graduates of college and university are supposed to do.
All right, that's WBUR's Max Larkin, Lynn Perry Wooten, the president of Simmons University, and Jyotika Valarupalli, who was a commencement speaker this year. Thanks to all three of you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.